Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media. The king of tweets.
Oh, they have the internet on computers now. To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. And especially glad to be able to do this with our good friend Terry Neese. Terry is a longtime friend of mine. Even before she was a member of our Brain Trust, she and I knew her. I knew about her important work, but she's been a member of our Brain Trust for a long time. She's the president and the CEO and the founder and the vision behind the Institute for Economic Empowerment of Women. I talked to you about this earlier in the hour, about the great work that she and her organization are doing with helping women around the world to claim their self-determination through entrepreneurship. She is one of my favorite people in the world and a great American. Terry Neese, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you, Jim. It's good to be with you, and what a great introduction. I appreciate that.
I want to do something. You recently lost your husband, Earl, and I would like to dedicate the rest of the show to him and to his memory.
Well, thank you very much. Great man. We had 40 years together, and my staff has set up an Earl Neese Scholarship Fund, and the dollars are rolling in, and Earl would really be humbled to know that his legacy will live on by empowering more women.
How do people contribute to that?
Then go to our website, IEEW.org, and you'll find the Earl Neese Scholarship Fund,
right.
And just click on that, and you can donate online.
All right, so check that out, folks, if you feel led. Terry, thanks again for hanging out with us. Entrepreneurship Month, this is it. What do you think?
Well, it is National Entrepreneurship Month, and you know, so many people say, well, what makes a good entrepreneur, and how do you know if you can be an entrepreneur, and what kind of traits does it take to be an entrepreneur? And so, Jim, I came up yesterday with Terry tips, and I've got three Terry tips on what does it take to be a successful
Terry
entrepreneur.
Terry tips, I love this.
Yeah, Terry tips. So do I have time to just, I mean, these
yeah,
are real
yeah.
quick one-liners.
Go ahead.
One, and I think number one, is passion. And what is passion? It's an intense emotion. You have so much desire to do what you are getting ready to do or are currently doing.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about passion. Second P is persistence. It's having the tenacity to keep on going no matter what is happening. And tenacity means continual effort to achieve your passion, whatever that is.
Mm-hmm.
So real persistence. And then the third P is perceptive. And to me, that means listening to what your customers are saying about you
mm-hmm.
or to you and being perceptive enough to see the future. I think so many of us need to really learn and internalize that perception. It's what's going to hit you around the corner or try to stop you from,
right.
from reaching your passion and seeing it and making sure that you are able to jump over whatever that hurdle is and reach your passion.
Well, what I like about those three is the first one, passion, will get you off your backside and get you started doing something. Persistence will actually help you make it happen in the face of all, against all odds. And the perceptiveness is what will help you sustain those efforts.
That's exactly right.
And I love the way you put those three together because that's what it takes. You and I both know this. And people out there listening, they're nodding their head, Terry, because they get it too. And a lot of people I've heard, we've discussed the concept of passion many times on the show. And some people think it's overused. And some people, like you, they think it's a big deal. But I do believe that if you're not driven to do something, if you don't have that passion, if it's not something that's just eating you alive until you do it, you probably won't have the guts to be persistent, to face
yeah.
the odds. What do you think?
Well, I think that in all likelihood, and I'm going to put a 95% on this, you won't be successful.
Yeah. Because it's
got to have that passion.
It's hard to explain the odds that you're up against being a business owner, rising above all the stuff that's out there. It's hard to explain what people will be up against. In fact, if we knew how tough it was going to be, Terry, we might not do it.
No, that's right. And I think that, you know, as people get older and they're looking at retirement years and maybe the passion's dropped off some, then, it's really time, and they can feel it. You can feel it. The passion isn't there. So go find something else to do, or turn it over what you've been doing to somebody else, and go find what that other passion is that you have in your heart.
I agree. I like it. Hold on to that thought. Terry Neese, ladies and gentlemen. 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. We got more to come after these messages. Stay with us.
When you get up out of bed, hit that streets of running and try to meet the masses. Go get yourself some cheap sunglasses.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.